International attention remains focused on Russia following the murder of journalist Anna Politkovskaya. Today, a top European Union official demanded a full investigation into her murder and pushed for greater press freedom in Russia. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met with members of the journalist's family on Saturday during her visit to Moscow.
A new political party in Russia says it wants to contest the Kremlin's monopoly on power, but there's a catch. The party's leaders are well-known Kremlin loyalists. Government critics believe that says a lot about politics under President Vladimir Putin and his near total control of the government. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
The new party will be headed by Parliamentary Speaker Sergei Mironov. He says political life in Russia is dominated by the pro-Kremlin United Russia Party to such an extent it reminds him of the days of Russia under communism.
We've already lived through the monopoly of one party. If anyone's forgotten about it, please read the history of the Soviet Union.
Mironov says Kremlin officials and the United Russia Party have conspired to stifle democratic debate in Russia and distort the election process.
The actions of the authorities and the party in power have made the Russian people seriously mistrust the institution of elections as a whole.
Mironov's new, so far unnamed, party will be formed from the merger of three smaller groups. It aims to oppose United Russia by drawing support from communists, nationalists, and other conservatives. But this is no grassroots opposition. Mironov was appointed Speaker of Russia's upper house of parliament by the Kremlin. He ran for president in 2004, saying he was only doing it to strengthen the chances of incumbent Vladimir Putin, who had no real rivals but needed some kind of an opponent for elections to take place. United Russia members have dismissed Mironov's threats to steal their voters. Party leader Andrei Isaev says the new party is a joke.
As head of the upper house of parliament, Mironov has voted for every measure supported by United Russia for the past 3 years. But now, it turns out he's been a serious opposition politician all along.
So why the new party? It's no secret the Kremlin is behind it. Putin's advisers say Russia has too many small parties. They say the country needs a two-party system like the American one. But experts say there's another reason. Vladimir Pribilovsky of the Panorama think tank says the Kremlin wants to ensure that even the opposition party supports the Putin government.
The new party isn't really a party. It's a political tool for the real party of power, the Kremlin, headed by Putin.
Pribilovsky says Mironov's new party will almost certainly win enough votes to clear the 7% hurdle needed to enter parliament next year. But he says Russian elections are neither free nor fair, and that the votes the party gets next year won't reflect popular support, but how many ballots the Kremlin decides to give it. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.